Psalm 149. Psalm 149, where it says, "Praise the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song and his praise in the assembly of his saints. Let Israel rejoice in their maker. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their king. Let them praise his name with a dance. Let them sing praises to him with a timbrel and harp. For the Lord takes pleasure in his people. He will beautify the humble with salvation. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud on their beds. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth, and a two-edged sword in their hand, to execute vengeance on the nations and punishment on the peoples, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute on them the written judgment. This honor have all his saints. Praise the Lord." There are two parts to this psalm. The first part is in the first part, the saints are singing, and that is from verses 1 to the first half of verse 6. In the second part, the second half of verse 6 to verse 9, they are reigning. Bible scholars believe this psalm is speaking of a time period that started many years ago and runs through our time and all the way into the millennial kingdom, where we, the saints, along with the remnant of Israel, will rule and reign with Jesus. After all, in Matthew on chapter 19 and verse 28, Jesus said to his disciples, "Assuredly, I say to you that in the regeneration, when the Son of Man sits on the throne of his glory, you who have followed me will also sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel." Okay, let's read verses 1 to 6 again. "Praise the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song and his praise to the assembly of saints. Let Israel rejoice in their maker. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their king. Let them praise his name with a dance. Let them sing praises to him with a timbrel and harp. For the Lord takes pleasure in his people. He will beautify the humble with salvation. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud on their beds. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth." In this psalm, the psalmist talks about Israel on the one hand and the saints on the other hand. We who have received Jesus as our Savior are the saints. Paul teaches us that in 1 Corinthians 1 verse 2. You can read that. Paul also teaches us that when we receive Jesus as our Savior, we become saints, we are grafted into the nation of Israel. It's right here. You can read that in Romans 11. We are grafted into the nation of Israel. When Israel or any Jewish person receive Jesus as their Savior, they become saints as well. God creates this one new nation from Jews and Gentiles, and he calls it the Church of Jesus Christ. So the psalmist is talking about the same people group, all the redeemed who have been saved by the blood of the Lamb, who paid for the sins of the whole world with his own precious blood and has defeated the enemy when he rose from the grave to live, rule, and reign forever. We, his redeemed, should never tire of bringing praise to our King in all sorts of music, singing, and even dancing. After all, God has given us all the instruments for making music. He has also given us music and dance. It's up to us if we want to use these gifts for personal use or even for vulgar use, or use them to bring honor and praise to Jesus. And in some parts of the world, they do that. In Africa, for instance, when they're excited about the Lord, we've seen videos of when Ethnos 360, when they finally give them the gospel message, Jesus' death and resurrection, the whole village is up and they're dancing. They're excited about it. But that's how they express themselves. We're a little bit more reserved. I like what verse 4 says. "The Lord takes pleasure in his people. He will beautify the humble with salvation." So we should rejoice in him at all times, because in Ephesians 5, verse 19, it says, "Speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord." Let's read verses 6 to 9. and a two-edged sword in their hand to execute vengeance on the nations and punishment on the peoples, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute on them the written judgment. This honor have all his saints. Praise the Lord. There's a change here. This is the part where the saints are reigning. In the Old Testament period, God commanded his people to execute vengeance on the enemies of God. They didn't do it out of a personal vengeance or some political cause. They did it out of obedience to God. These verses are speaking of all the saints triumphing over the enemies of our salvation. After all, Jesus never intended the gospel to go out by fire and sword, or his righteousness to spread by the wrath of man. No, we are to have the high praises of God in our mouth while we wield the sword of the Word of God with the shield of faith, with the warfare against Satan and all that belong to him. We in our day have the great privilege to be in warfare for the gospel of Jesus Christ. And the only weapons we have are the greatest weapons this world has ever known: the Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit. God gives us the power and privilege to wage this war until he calls us home to glory. And then, in his millennial kingdom, we will also rule and reign with him, as we read in Matthew 19, verse 28 before. Verse 9 says, "This honor have all his saints." To wage war with the gospel and in the millennial kingdom, we will rule with Jesus. What a great honor that will be. What a privilege and what a blessing. Psalm 150. Praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty firmament. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the lute and harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with stringed instruments and flutes. Praise him with loud cymbals. Praise him with clashing cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord.